CPA.
Good afternoon, Dave. How are you doing?
Fine and dandy. I'm away to the tennis court. Getting a guest in 1,000 years, could you?
Nope, I'd have never guessed that one. Keeps you active and keeps you young, right?
At least it keeps me active. I don't know about the young part, but you know, at least I'm not sitting around doing nothing. And of course, I got plenty to do. My HF antenna's down, and I gotta fix it and shoot it back up in the tree. So that's or the trees, actually, plural. So, I want to get that done by the weekend.
Your HF antenna?
I'm not sure, but I think it either got hit by lightning or the wind pulled it apart. We've had a lot of wind in our house, and it's off-center fed, and the shorter leg of it just pulled right off of the bowling up there at the top of the antenna.
So you think you're going to be able to get it fixed?
I'll solder it together, and then I'll just have to find somebody that can shoot it up in the trees for me. I don't have a launcher.
Launcher either, or I'd help you, but I don't have one.
I know a couple of people that have them, and so I'll get up there somehow or another, and but you know, it was working fine, and then this happened. So I'll tell you, and then my stereo in my car quit working, and it's under warranty, but they can't look at it for 3 weeks. So I'll tell you, it's just a mess.
I don't even know what to say about all this stuff going on anymore. You can't find help. Everywhere's backed up. Can't get things done. Can't get parts. I mean, one of my transmission shops hadn't been taking work for a month already, and is not taking any more until after Labor Day.
Well, this one, the clock, it won't power on. It's getting power, but it won't power on, and the clock is just flashing intermittently. It just flashes, you know. There's no rhyme or reason to it. And I looked it up on YouTube. They call it the flash of death.
If the clock's getting power, usually the rest of it is. Not always, but usually. So now the problem is can they get the parts to fix it?
Well, what they'll have to do is, I've taken it apart and looked at it, and I've taken pictures of the unit and that they have to replace, and got all the numbers off of it, because that's what they have to do. That they have to get the numbers off of it, and then they'll send them a new one, and then once the new one comes in, they can install it, take the old one out, put the new one in. So, but first they have to diagnose the problem, make sure it's the radio, but I know that's what it is, because, I mean, it couldn't be anything else. And, it's covered under my extended warranty, so I'm not worried about it.
You can put your Bluetooth speaker in there and hook your phone to it, and you can have you some tunes that way.
Yeah, I have a Bose little speaker that I use when I'm taking a shower, and man, that thing, you can crank it up too, buddy. It sounds good. And I've got it in the car right now, and I can play some tunes off my phone, so I can do it that way and until they get this thing fixed. The only thing I can't do is, you know, I can't talk on the phone with the Bluetooth because it's not working.
It's not working. It just doesn't, the phone won't let you make a phone call through the speaker, or they can't hear you.
That's part of the sound system, and it won't come on when you can't power it on, so you can't even use the Bluetooth in the car with the car. So if I need to talk to somebody, I'd have to hold the phone up to my ear.
You'll be able to use your Bose speakers, a little Bose speaker to hear them. And if you got your phone mounted on the dash, they should still be able to hear you. Not the greatest in the world, but they can hear you.
This thing, it doesn't have a microphone. It's just a playback thing. So anyway, all right. Well, I'm at the sports club here, and son with me. We're gonna go out here and see if we can hit a tennis ball.
Have a good evening, and enjoy your time there. And I'll go ahead and say 7-3s to you, Dave. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring for a little while.
All right, Patrick, you take care out there, and we will talk to you later. Always a pleasure. KO4HKX, KO4CBA, clear.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB.
HKX, afternoon, Lloyd. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm on Highway 14, probably about another 10 minutes from the house, and I'm doing good. Had a very decent day, so that's at least three quarters of the day gone.
Early today, didn't you?
Get off at 4:30 at normal time, then that. Yeah, that's early.
After that. Hey, before I forget to ask you again, you ready for some more donations?
We can always put them to good use.
Maybe I can try to meet up with you one day next week or the week after or something. Just let me know, and I'll try to bring them with me.
That'll work. Just letting you know that I'll be at the lodge this Thursday because we got a degree, so that way if you have it then, and that's fine. If not, you just let me know one day next week or whenever, and I can get it from there.
So you're going to be at the lodge tomorrow?
Yes, I will be.
Okay. I will try to get them with me tomorrow, and that way get them to you, and that way you can put them to use. I'll shoot you a text message if I get them with me or not.
Appreciate it, Jed. Don't inconvenience yourself. I'll just let you know that I will be there tomorrow. So that way, but if you need to meet me at any point in time, you just let me know.
Inconvenience to me, I just got to make sure the wife's got them out where I can get my hands on without having to go in that room. I don't want to go in there.
Are you afraid of the room, or just it's a room off limits to you?
I'm afraid to go in there because I just throw it all away.
I know why you're afraid to go in there. It's nothing out of the ordinary. It's just the fact that it's, you know, disorganized.
I call it organized, but when I go in there and I can't find anything, it's not organized to me.
KO4PXB, yeah, I said it was, when you go in there, it's disorganized, so you just want to throw it away, but your wife says it's organized, so it's kind of always funny how that works out.
For HKX, checks. It wouldn't be too bad if this fire. I asked her, I said, where is this at? And she'll say it's in the room. I said, well, where is it at in the room? I don't know. I have to find it. That's always her response to that.
Never a good answer. That's a generic answer of, I don't know.
Bad. I just like to give her a hard time because she always tells me that. But yet, when I go in there to try to find or clean it up, she always says, oh, it's straightened up. I know where it's at. Yeah, then how come every time I ask you, I have to find it?
Yeah, one day just do a test and move something or take it out of that room and see how long it takes her to notice.
I want to get that one started because then she'll come in my room and try to mess with stuff.
That's truly understandable.
Been doing. I hadn't talked to you at all this week.
You may have talked to me on Monday or maybe on Friday, because I just talked to you and said I'd got my truck back and was able to get the ham radio put back in my truck.
The time I talked to you was the day you got the, I guess the first day you've been back on the radio.
The first day. And so, just as them doing the 172,000-mile checkup on it, I'm using my wife's car again today on a little, the Hinnytone HT.
Good. There's been a couple of little broken-up spots, but nothing bad.
Either could I went to buy either high-power line or just, you know, went down in a hole or something like that. It just always happens.
Complain, at least you can use an HT. It's hard for me to use one up around the house at all, unless I got it, my other radio on crossband repeat.
This is the same radio that I used to talk on the net at night. I just got a 2-meter antenna stuck on the outside of the car, so I'm glad it's doing good.
The day is over. It's been a crazy day this afternoon.
What made your afternoon crazy?
Customers wasting my time, and it's put me behind. I didn't even get over to that greener side of town this afternoon where I normally end my day. I didn't even make it that far.
Yes, that is truly always upsetting when you're not able to get your day done because of other issues causing that.
Guys, you go in there and let them know you're here and ask them if they need anything. And I try to stay out of the way, so I'll go back out to the truck for a minute. And then they won't come out because they don't want to pay their bill or whatever. You just got to kind of drag them out there and make them do their job, what they're supposed to do. It just gets frustrating some days, and today was one of them.
Yeah, I know I probably asked you this before of why that the card can't be on account, where that way when they get something, it's automatically charged to them and then it's just paid on a regular basis.
I have the ability to do that. The problem lies in these guys have to turn their cards on and off because they owe so many people and won't pay them. You've got to babysit them. I try to weed all that stuff out. If I see it happening, I'm done with it. You're a cash-only customer at that point. And so I've done good weeding most of it out, but every now and then something sneaks back in.
Yeah, and unfortunately, once they do that, they already have the card, so it's either impossible or very difficult to get it back.
It is. But like I said, luckily I've not had to deal with much of that since I've been doing this. I've been blessed and not had to put up with a whole lot of it. So I really can't complain. It just, like I say, it seems like it all comes at one time and it gets frustrating.
Joking around, maybe they sent an email out to mess with you a little bit.
Different customers. I ask because I can email you receipts. We can email back and forth through the computer. You know, I have that capability. Man, these guys don't even know their email address. They said they're up on their Google phone to set up their Google accounts. It's funny how many of them don't know their phone numbers or their email addresses or, you know, their basic address or anything like that. It's hilarious.
I'm not kidding. Sometimes I wish I could forget my email address as much as I have to give it out, and sometimes as many as I get in a day and a week.
If I have a full-time job going through emails and cleaning them out. But hey, I've got a phone call coming in, so I'm going to jump off. Lord, it's good to talk to you. KO4HKX, I'm clear for now. 73. 4PXB, KO4HKX. You still there, Lord?
Yes, I'm still here. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I had a phone call on a friend of mine's truck. He's trying to get it fixed and let me know he got the parts to do it, so I'll be doing that Friday morning.
What is he needing fixed on his truck?
Well, he took it to the shop. They had it 2 weeks and couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. The high-pressure oil pump's gone out on it. It's a 7.3 diesel. So that's what I used to work on. So I'm going to just put it on Friday morning myself and be done with it, get it back up and running.
Always good. It's on that part, too, that he can get back up and running and always get a second opinion.
Found out what you're telling you needed an engine, didn't you?
I most certainly did. So that way, you know, the cost of $405 is definitely better than $7,400 for an engine.
Sweet, that's a better outcome.
That way, the day when, after the guys fixed it and I talked to him, he said, well, when he got it, he noticed that it had never been serviced by the computer, said that it was never serviced, so I took it in for the 172,000-mile service, so he started working on that early this morning, so I should have it back tomorrow. So for the 172,000 miles, I hopefully get another, you know, at least hopefully 100 out of it.
Out of that, it's got the little 5.3 in it, doesn't it?
That looks at that, or my wife mentioned that we either we don't downsize the camper, because unfortunately the place where we bought the camper, they misquoted the dry weight of the camper, so it's heavier than what the truck's actually supposed to tow.
Good. So now what are you going to do?
Just me and my daughter, and excuse me, me and my wife and the three-year-old, we're going to downsize the camper to where it either sleeps 6 to 8 people, because right now the one we have will sleep 10, and there's only 3 of us, so we don't need that big of a camper.
Probably the best way to do it. If you don't need that big of one, that way you're not dragging it around, not having to buy another truck and all that other stuff that goes with it. So that's probably the best route.
Definitely, we're talking about downsizing, because like I said, with just 3 of us, if we get something that will sleep 6, because that way when my 2 daughters come, one of my daughters doesn't have any children, and the other one has, you know, 5. Like I said, but that way, the other kids, they like sleeping in tents. Like I said, we got a little portable AC unit that we throw in there so they can stay in there and keep us from jokingly around killing them. That way, when we wake them up in the morning, we just throw some chocolate bars in there and close the zipper back and say, Satan has been fed.
They're not that bad, are they?
Definitely not that bad at all. They're very good kids.
No matter how good they are, they can try your patience from time to time. KO4HK.
Definitely true, especially when they get so close to that teenage years. They will definitely try your patience.
But Lord, I am getting ready to cross the state line, so I'm going to lose you here shortly. You got to be getting close to the house, so I'll go ahead and say 7.3. It's been good talking to you this afternoon, so you be careful. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, you please be careful, and I'll definitely talk to you again.